he said he would do it as long as he got together the three significant factions in the House. That would be the, let's just say that the insiders, the moderates, and the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus consists of 40 brave, bold souls in the House of Representatives that are agreeing essentially and in general for truly conservative standards, and that really means pro-sovereignty standards, what I like to call the favoring and realization of America's founding, which was based on individual personal sovereignty with state and national sovereignty to guard it. Now, to cut through the chase, we can talk about Chavez, and we can talk about the war with Meadows and how Meadows helped to get Boehner boosted, but to cut to the chase, with Mr. Wisconsin Paul Ryan, he was in the inaugural class of conditioned politicians, if you will, and world leaders out of Aspen Institute. Okay? Mm-hmm. Aspen Institute was founded by the CEO the head of Container Corporation, and he was in the mix, that person, with the rest of the, the globalist tycoons in funding the Aspen Institute to be yet another organization to, implement globalist policies. His name was Tepke, and they also have something called the Aspen Institute. It's really called the Aspen Institute of Humanistic Studies. They shortened the name after 1950. So it was founded as the Aspen Institute of Humanist Studies. And if you find out what being a humanist was all about by that time, just a few years, a couple decades before then, the humanists, globalists, created something called the Humanist Manifesto. And you can read that online. And the Humanist Manifesto, in some flowery language, repeatedly calls for global one-world government based on the principles of socialism. And one way that they say it is that they want equal, here I'm reading from it, equal distribution of the means of life to be possible. The goal of humanism is a free and universal society in which people are voluntarily and intelligently cooperate for the common good. Humanists demand a shared life in a shared world. So people like Condoleezza Rice, et cetera, go through the Aspen Institute, and that's what we have in Paul Ryan. So it's just a classic example of the Republicans being always controlled or fighting against control from the top down through the biggest money in the world, the right wing of the bankster globalist New World Order complex. And so that should color in accurate colors what's really going on. And of course, Paul Ryan is being asked to do this because he's their golden boy.
Well, Arlen, let me ask you this. There are a lot of decent Republicans out there. Why are they reluctant to throw their hat into the ring? For instance, Justin Amash or some other genuine, bona fide conservative that believes in the Bill of Rights. Why haven't...
Well, just look, for example, to answer that question, at what did happen to Mark Meadows over the... lo and behold, over giving Barack Obama this ersatz treaty-making authority that we just saw make a travesty of government in the unconstitutional way they handled the Obama's trying to completely put through the Iranian nuclear deal. But this was on the Trade Promotion Authority, okay? Lo and behold, Trade Promotion Authority. And Mark Meadows, he was the head of a committee that had to pass the TPA, and he refused to, let's just call it he refused to engage a shortcut to of the typical rules of the House to get that passed through his committee. And summarily, Boehner had Jason Chaffetz, who was overranking of Meadows in the Republican caucus, had him canned. So he could no longer be chairman of that group. So Meadows decided to get on his high horse, Mark Meadows, and do what he could to get John Boehner out of there. Mark Meadows is from North Carolina, where in the Carolinas they still have a number of Republicans that know what end is up. And that helped create this big brouhaha that led to Boehner's, bizarre, tear-filled epiphany behind the Pope the next day, deciding to resign.
Mm.
So we have that kind of a war, and we have the 40 members, and they have promoted somebody named Daniel Webster out of Florida. I can check on that.
Mm-hmm.
To head up the efforts to become Speaker of the House. So it's a real hardcore, jackbooted society that they've got there to say it's either my way or the highway, and my way is the globalist agenda.
And if you don't get on...
Here's a good way to cut right through it, because all these issues come to bear, whether it's Iran and Obamacare and the budget, which, Paul Ryan is grossly misleading the Republican Party on the budget, with trying to, in recent months, bring them along the line of compromise, dialectic compromise of the Democrats for Keynesian economics. But if you just take two issues, they should clarify things. One is immigration, the other is trade promotion authority. And you can go into a site like the New American and just see how these people vote on those issues, and it'll show you who the good guys and the bad guys are, or the people that knuckle under the bad guys.
Mm. All right, so the good guys will get railroaded if they don't go along to get along with the globalist agenda. Let me ask you about Donald Trump. Would you buy a used car from Donald Trump? Do you trust him?
I would, because he knows how business works, and he knows he's a big reputation man, and he stakes a lot in quality of the product, so to speak. And so I trust him along the lines of a lot of things in a lot of ways. Do I want him to be president? I prefer somebody that had both feet on the ground more solidly in terms of a whole full set of political principles and understanding. And somebody who didn't talk about the Bible in a meeting of social conservatives like he was talking about it from the outside in.
The establishment, they want Jeb Bush, but Jeb is floundering, so now they want Marco Rubio. Is that your take?
Yeah. Actually, there's an article recently, a couple days ago, by our old friend Pat Buchanan that hit the nails right on the head. They're proposing Marco Rubio because he's the fresh face, here again, from that culture, the Aspen Institute culture, to lead the charge, he's an articulate Hispanic.
Mm. All right. So a good litmus test, in your opinion, is immigration, illegal immigration, and trade. That's why I like Donald Trump, too. You can tell a lot about a guy by his enemies. And William Kristol of the Weekly Standard can't stand Donald Trump. So there must be something good about him.
Right. I think he's a man who's being graced to be in a position that he's in right now. I don't know if that'll carry through to November or not, but he's the man of the hour that, God or Providence, if you will find a man or a woman or a group. It's been Sarah Palin, it's been Ted Cruz, and I think maybe it will be again, maybe it is still. He finds people that that can lead the charge one way or the other, and Donald Trump is doing that. One of the things that, a colleague of mine has pointed out is that she's, and then Pat Robertson's article agreed with her, they're very concerned about Ben Carson. I mean, Ben Carson has old school ties way back. I mean, he was like a best friend out of, I think, going back to college days with Ben Bernanke, if that doesn't scare you. But, you know, can't hold that against him necessarily. But Ben Carson is the guy that they want right now to see if he can stem the tide to keep Donald Trump from winning Iowa. That's the insider speculation, at least. So, and, you know, Ben is interesting. He's kind of like Donald Trump in some ways, and I don't know, kind of like Colin Powell or a Democrat in other ways. So it's quite a mixed bag of tricks. But, you know, when you have so many candidates, then you have this factor in a race where you can get stalking horses that are applied, I think, much the same way that Rick Santorum was used last round to keep Newt Gingrich from gaining momentum. You got to be careful of that, too.
Is Carly Fiorina an alternative for the establishment?
Yeah, she's another one of those, but she's so flaky in her past record that I think that they're kind of standing aback from her. And she might, and she, I think she's, I don't want to condemn the woman. I think she shows signs of being so individually narcissistic that everybody's with power might be a little afraid of her. That might be good. But if you read up on her, not only HP, but her family matters. If you want to read an ex-husband's expert diatribe about somebody, you could read up on what her ex-husband has to say, Mr. Fiorina, I think it was, about her. Mm-hmm. And it seems to bear out that she is pretty ruthless. Narcissist. That could be wrong, but seems to bear out.
I'm talking with Arlen Williams, political analyst par excellence. He's got a couple of websites. One is gulagbound.com. The other is sovcam.org, which is short for Sovereignty Campaign.
Yeah, sovcam.org has been an attempt, and we're going to try to see what we can do for the next go-round with elections, attempt to get people looking at candidates based on that, what I just said a few minutes ago, based on whether or not they measure up to the core value of America, to allow individual freedom and sovereignty, not only just freedom, but sovereignty with power and authority resting in the person, the state and national sovereignty, to guard that. And maybe we'll be leaning on the works of New American as we go, because they're doing such an excellent job with analyzing candidates in their own right. So that remains to be seen.
Yeah, great brand, great magazine, New American. Quickly, I'll give you a wrap-up question, Arlen. What I've observed is that when a Republican candidate starts surging in the polls or becoming popular, the insiders, they sit them down or her down and vet them and say, look, you need to stand here on foreign policy, and you need to stand here on immigration and trade. Can Donald Trump be bought? He's a businessman. He's shrewd. Are they going to try and vet Donald Trump, or will they try and railroad him?
I think they're trying to railroad him first, and that should give a good indication. In your analogy, in your analysis of how hard he might be to push on these issues, I think at the same time he is a negotiator. He wrote the book, I suppose, in the last generation on it, The Art of the Deal.
Yeah,
and so I don't really fully trust him on hardly anything, but he has the earmarks. I mean, he has gotten the backing himself of a lot of Eastern hardcore conservative money that's familiar with these bad boys and bad girls in the tycoon arena. And that speaks well for him. So I think he goes beyond the neocon trap in that regard. He seems to. So I think he's got the earmarks. He was beholden to Deutsche Bank for the the collapse, if you will, of Trump Towers in New Jersey, heavily in debt. I don't know how exactly that all ensued, but I think it helped him establish a cooperative nature and a humble soul, perhaps. And I think he's gotten together with money, big money, and in other phases that is wanting to buck the system. I think that's pretty clear.
Arlen Williams, he's got a website, gulagbound.com. You can check out all the news stories there. Arlen, I am out of time. Hey, thank you for your expertise.
It's always a blast. Thank you for what you're doing, and keep at it.